Hello and welcome to Questcast, your weekly adventure through games. We're a little bit late on this one by approximately 2 days, since it's Thursday for us and we usually do this on Tuesdays. We've just been very busy with personal life because we've been, well, that happens sometimes. So we left off last week, I think, with like Gamescom had just started, so we got a few games from that. I guess we'll continue that with what's come out since. We've got things like the Biomutant, Amazon Studio games, some GOG stuff as well, and Cyberpunk 2077, which is looking amazing. Have you seen the gameplay yet, Caitlin? Or are you going to be spoiler free? I know a few people who are going spoiler free.
No, I haven't seen. I've only seen like over your shoulder while you watched a little bit on your phone.
Yep.
So no, I would not really. I haven't seen very much.
Fair enough. Are you going to keep it that way?
I don't know. It depends on how long until it comes out.
Fair enough.
Because if it's going to be a while, I'll probably watch it and forget about it.
Yeah, you are good at that. I wish I could do that.
But if it's like going to come out soon, then I'll leave it.
Approximately June next year. But that's like a... It could be well past that or before it. I don't know.
Yeah.
The game is apparently playable from start to finish. Let's start off the episode, though. We'll get to Cyberpunk later, because I do want to talk about that.
Oh, I thought that was Cyberpunk.
No, I could talk about that for a while. Oh. All right, so Gamescom. Lots of games to show. We've selected a few that kind of stood out to us. One thing that was a big highlight was the NVIDIA cards. Not only that they came out, but the ray tracing. So ray tracing, for anyone who doesn't know, is a different way of rendering video content separate from the rasterization that games are currently done. Ray casting essentially fires rays out to, and lots of them all at once, to work out how best the light in the scene works. It is much more accurate and more real to life than rasterization, which uses lots of tricks and quick rendering algorithms to simulate light. They showed a few games like this, like the new Tomb Raider in RTX mode. A lot of people didn't like that it was a slow, like they were only getting like 20 FPS or 30 FPS on a ray casting on this brand new game, because everyone thought it would be like, you know, 200 FPS or whatever.
Huh.
So do you know much about this, Caitlin? For
the technology?
Yep.
No.
So ray casting is what they use to make movies and digital things like that. Like an hour and a half film, they could be rendering for 3 days. So to get them running like something like this at like 20 FPS in real time is actually amazing technology. I think a lot of people have missed that fact.
Yeah.
So like something that used to take movie studios days can now be done real time.
Yeah.
It's not going to be anywhere near the quality that the movies render it at, but no. Just the fact that we can now do that real time is really awesome. And we will see like such good quality games coming from this.
Yeah.
One, I was talking to Chris Byte today. The problem, not the problem, the sad thing as like someone who used to develop for me is that it's going to make it easier. And this is great for consumers. It's going to make it easier to make like real life, great graphical environments with a lot less work, because you just put a light somewhere, give it its settings, and it will just make the world beautiful for you because of how ray casting works.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
good.
It's great for consumers. It will get, when this technology matures, we'll get lots of good quality games from it. But let's move on. Tomb Raider is looking amazing, by the way, if you haven't seen any of it.
Mm-hmm.
I need to play the one that I haven't played, though.
Why suddenly are you talking about Tomb Raider?
Because that's the game they used to display it at Gamescom.
Okay.
The new one that comes out in like a few weeks, I think. It's in September, I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
But okay. I haven't played the last one they've brought out.
No, me neither.
So I'm just like, I hate getting excited for a new game when I know I haven't played like the last one in the series.
It's going to be like a while before you even get to it anyway.
And by that time, the next one will have come out.
It's a vicious cycle.
And the Steam library grows.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Steam library. It's a Steam graveyard. It's not a library.
Yeah. It's a pile of shame.
It's really bad. And, like, when you buy a game, you always have the intention of playing it. You're like, I'll pick it up this week. I'll download it. I'll play it. 7 months pass. Oh, that game I was going to play. I'll go to buy it. Already in library. Oh, damn.
And not downloaded. Yeah. You never downloaded it.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. I have done that, like, twice. Yeah. Where I went to buy it. I'm like, oh, that game. I really wanted to play that. Already in the library.
I had it. I could have been playing.
Would you like to purchase it as a gift? No.
No, because they won't play it either.
Yeah. But onwards. Biomutant. So this game looks really good. You're a little rodent mouse bio-engineered thing.
Mm.
You can... From what I understand... The look and characteristics of your character change based on how you level up what stuff you use and what you equip and stuff. Because, like, if you start become, like, I don't know, if you do, for an example, if you were to become toxic immune, maybe you become, like, green. I like that, those kind of features. It reminds me of early Fable, the first Fable game.
It does.
Which, in my opinion... was one of the most connected characters I felt while playing because the way that I leveled up my character changed my character. So I felt like this was my character.
Yes. I agree. You don't feel that way about the later ones?
Not as much as the first one. The first one went outrageous with it. And because of that is probably why they cut it down. But maybe just as a younger kid, I liked it more as well. I'm not sure.
Hmm.
I like how connected I felt with those characters, though.
Yes.
The only other thing I've ever felt that connected to, which might be hard for you because you're a girl.
Okay.
Here's
the sexism.
It's not sexism. It's The Witcher because you play as a guy.
Oh.
Nothing to do with sexism, unless you count that they put a guy in the game.
Sex.
The game has a lot of sex in it.
No, I meant gender sex.
I know what you meant.
Dickhead. On that, did you, so with my Witcher playthrough,
yep,
which I will never do again, did you try to do, like, get all the cards?
Absolutely not.
No?
Not on the first game.
Yeah.
No. Like, that game is hard enough without doing any of the collectible shit. The only thing...
The sleeping with all the women.
Oh, no. That is cool, though. I do remember that now.
Yeah. Every time you slept with someone, you got, like, a raunchy play card of them.
Yeah, that I remember that. That was pretty cool. The only thing I really tried to do in that game was get the best armor and swords because I knew it helped you later. Which you obviously found out.
Yeah.
Because what was annoying about it is you couldn't go back and get it.
Yeah, there's no, like, you could get this at any point if you needed it.
Like the sequels?
Yeah.
Anyway, Biomutant, The Witcher, that's right. We're talking about The Witcher and the story.
Connection with your character because your character changes.
Yes, but with The Witcher, the only reason, because the character doesn't know anything about the world because they lose their memory, and you learn it as they learn it, giving you a really good connection with...
their history.
With the history. Because with a lot of games, you'll be like walking along and someone will come up like, hey, Griff, you remember me? And the character will be like, yeah. And you're just this observer like, I don't remember this guy.
I'm like, who is he?
You? And or like, let's say a GTA game, for example, you'll pull up to some club and they'll be fucking...
Hey, CJ.
Yeah. CJ, it's been ages.
Do you want to go bowling? That's two GTAs that I just crossed over there, but...
Yes.
But you get me.
Hey, cousin, want to go bowling?
Cousin.
That game, because you could not mute some of those
texts.
Those texts was infuriating.
Oh my god, I was like, for the love, like, at first when that happened, I got the whole like, oh, I don't want to say no because like we've just reconnected and we're family and I don't want him to feel bad. So I went bowling with him, and then like, I don't know, maybe. Well, what felt like 10 minutes later, he messaged me and wanted to hang out again. I'm like, you know what? No.
You're like bowling with him and you get a text, hey, want to go bowling? He's like, no!
Hey, cousin, want to go bowling?
All right. Moral of the story, character creation and character... What would you call this? Character... there's a word I'm looking for.
I don't know. Development?
Yeah, character development is... really good in games like that. I'm hoping, though, I think this is more about kind of your character adapts to what it's got equipped more than actual character development.
It looks freaking adorable.
It does look adorable. So,
because everything's on, seems to be like on a miniature scale. And like,
because you're tiny.
Yeah.
You're a tiny mouse thing.
And that
everything else is, though. There's not like, from what I saw, there's not like people and stuff that tower over you.
No.
It's all like.
And that's what I was saying, like when we were watching that video of it, and they had like this other bigger, like in proportion.
Macho mouse.
It looked like a colossal beast that they'd like pinned down and like roped, like kind of Gulliver. You know, the giant man that comes across the tiny people and they tie him down with ropes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, yeah. So like that, basically they pinned it down. And then I was like, oh, this, like, it looks like it's a huge beast, but then like it kind of zoomed out and there was like a giant rock that you could tell was like just an average size rock.
Yes.
And it's like, so everything will feel so epic, but it's also on a very tiny scale.
And
it's adorable.
Yeah, all the moves and stuff, like, it's very, like, you are... Everything is kind of mutantized. That's a word, but I'm making it a word. I'm bringing it back. And, like, there's lots of tech and stuff. So I'm keen to see how it goes. Looks very fun.
I don't know about the animatronic stuff, but that's not really my thing.
That's not your thing, but it is my thing. Why I'm looking forward to Cyberpunk. Anyway, let's get going. Amazon Studios, which I didn't know, have made a game studio. I think it's called Amazon Game Studios.
Yeah.
It's
a pretty original title.
They love their name. I can't believe they used to just be a bookstore.
Yep, go figure.
It amazes me. But they quickly realized that...
there's much more to life.
There's much more to life than books. I would love to know how they started, like, expanding.
Doing their other stuff.
Like, I'm not interested in how they became a bookstore. I'm interested in their decisions to be like, all right, books are done. Let's take over the world.
Well, I know books are done. They've still quite... They've got shit tons of books.
Okay. I was, like, over-exaggerating
a
bit.
How dare you, books are done.
But, like, let's be honest that their profit margins probably aren't from their book department.
I would argue that they contribute.
Any amount is a contribution, I guess.
I think people still buy books from them.
They do. That's not what I'm saying. People spend a lot more on their server infrastructure.
Yes.
That was my point. Like, I want to know the story from how they went from selling books to deciding to sell server infrastructure and make game studios and
drones.
And yeah, like all that stuff.
Imagine
it's
drones.
As far as multi-billion-dollar businesses go, it's a strange transition.
Mm-hmm.
They're making a game called New World. It is an MMO. I am skeptical about how it's going to play out. They what was it on their page?
They didn't have one.
No, went to their website, went to like the link, and it went to a 404, which is missing page. Essentially, you're meant to carve your own destiny in this massive world. It's an open-ended sandbox game. You're meant to be able to choose how you play, fight in groups. They talk about, clearing areas to start building up a civilization or going out on your own, and that there's going to be heavy Twitch integration. Oh, that's not how they put it. How do they put it? Deep Twitch integration with broadcaster-led events, achievements, and rewards. Your only limit in the new world is your ambition. So it's... I have none. Yeah, I've got none. I think it's going to be like heavily geared towards people who stream, and people that don't are probably not going to enjoy it. Or it's going to be... Like, I can very much see these big streamers having guilds where everyone just kind of follows them and they get power that way. Like, it doesn't seem like my type of game based on all the... Because if I want to go into a game, I want to feel, like, in the game. Whereas with all this Twitch integration and stuff, I'll feel very out of the game.
Yeah, there'll be too much interface and whatnot.
Like, I don't feel like I'll be part of the world.
No.
Which is unfortunate.
Unless you can turn all that shit off.
Yeah, well, we don't know. It's very early days for it. But I thought it was interesting that Amazon are, one, doing games, and two, it's this type of MMO, and three, just that they... Like, I'm not surprised they're doing the Twitch integration. I just...
Don't want it.
I'm very skeptical about it.
We shall see.
From an enjoying a game as a game point of view.
We shall see.
Yeah. That being said, it could be really good for, like, the Twitch games... as a career industry. And it might not be a game for me, but it's a good game for that industry, which I'm happy Maybe. For as well.
Maybe.
All right. More games that we've seen. Darksburg.
Stupid name.
It is not a great name.
It's fucking awful. How about, Spooky Town?
No, that would be better. it's coming out for PC Scaryville. In 2019. It looks like a, I actually don't know the type of game, but it's a four-player co-op, action-adventure, it's action-y.
I don't know, they didn't show gameplay.
No, they didn't, it was a reveal. But based on, like, there was hordes of mutants and stuff, and you're the last, like, four people, there was the four heroes, right? There was the
be like a dungeon crawler thingy.
Yeah, maybe? But what would you call Vermintide or Left 4 Dead?
I would call them Vermintide and Left 4 Dead.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Okay, but they're game type. Because like they're their whole, group up as four
kind of
people.
Like a co-op. Well, it's weird because like Left 4 Dead's more of like a co-op world building.
Left 4 Dead?
I'm thinking about the wrong thing.
You are definitely thinking about... Vermintide and Left 4 Dead are exactly the same game set in different settings.
I would say like a co-op...
See, action... It's not adventure, but it's action something, right?
Like an action shooter.
Action third-person shooter.
Fighty
thing, yeah. So it looks like it's going to be that.
Level crawler. Like, you have your levels and you go through and you kill stuff and you get to the end and hooray.
I'm going to do a quick look up.
Of what category they are under? Nope, you're not. You're looking up Darksburg.
Yes.
Rock, paper, shotgun. That's a cool name.
Known of that publication?
No, I have not.
Oh, they're like PC Gamer and stuff like that.
Fair enough.
There's not much on it, it looks like.
So you're looking up the genre. Why are we...
Oh, I was going to look up the game to see if they actually had it on like a page or something. I went to their website today and they still don't have the game up on the Shiro Games website. Which I was just like, oh.
Suspicious.
Well, it's not suspicious. I just think that they're a small developer and they're probably focusing on the game and not updating their company website.
Well, I think they should.
They're here nor there. I like the games they make because they make the I can't remember the names.
You're doing this again.
Yeah. I'm going to look them up.
Shit. You just wrote shit in the...
It's Shiro Games. I mistyped. That's not just the point.
Googled shit. Yeah, that shit that I'm thinking
okay,
of.
Okay, as...
Darksburg?
Yeah, okay, so it's now on their website, but earlier today it wasn't, and they do Evoland, which is what we did a Let's Play on.
We did.
That's the game I was trying to remember.
That's good.
All right.
That's awfully similar.
What's awfully similar?
Just the way they've got the wording with, like, Darksburg and Evoland look very similar.
Their link goes to a Facebook page. I'm done with this.
Do you want the details? Go to the Facebook page.
Yeah, no. I'm interested in the game because they have made good games like Evoland and
Norca. You're not having a good run with games that you go to their developer page and you try and find out more about these games.
Yeah, Amazon and Shiro. At least that went somewhere. It wasn't a 404. It just went to Facebook, which I immediately was just like, no.
Oh, that reminds me. Have I told you about my restaurant idea?
You have a restaurant idea?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
Not
related to games at all, but let's go.
Oh, but wait.
Oh, I'm actually more interested now.
Okay. So, I want to open a restaurant called Not Found.
Yep.
And I want it to be... located at number 404 on some road.
Yep.
That's pretty much the summary of it. So then you could have 404 Not Found. As like,
you get a lot of gimmick, like people going there to be like, oh, have you been to 404 Not Found?
Yeah.
It's actually pretty good marketing. You would need to be in like a really populated city.
Yes.
It would not work in Adelaide.
No. I mean, it would on if you...
For 3 weeks.
I think there's certain roads that you could get a 404 on, first of all, that...
I just meant from population.
...are situated enough that you, like, depending on what road you're on, like, by the time you hit 404, you might be out somewhere that's, like,
I'm all meant
not in
from
a good
a
location.
Population point of, like, a gimmicky restaurant, you would need a higher...
It's not a gimmick.
It's gimmicky.
Like, it's not like we serve up air or something. Like, we'd
so
have
not
food.
The chip factory.
Yeah. And, like, the waitresses wouldn't be just, like, dressed as nurses or whatever, like that nurse restaurant.
That's pretty
medical
cool.
Restaurant.
I've seen that. Very gimmicky, though.
My point being is it would just be, like, a cool... little place.
It'd be cool. I definitely have to go to it. Let me know when you open.
Also, copyright. Nobody can use that.
Maybe. So I'll keep
it's my
going.
My idea.
One Piece World Seeker. It is, from what I can see, an open world One Piece game. The graphics look very on point. Like it's not
It's not the best.
It's not the best, but I think they've aimed to hit like the quality of the anime pretty well
because
it's really hard to match the feel of an anime in a 3D world.
Yeah.
Like they haven't done it perfectly, but I think they've done it really well. And
I'm almost inclined to do like, I like the ones where they are anime, but they're like flat.
Yes. The
they're drawn flat kind of thing.
Yeah. It's really hard to do a exploration 3D world.
Yeah.
With that setting.
Yes.
Unfortunately. Like, I would love for that, but just not there. It looks like it has a lot of characters. The trailer we saw was in Japanese, but based on the money they've spent on the game from the production quality, they'll translate it to the Englishes. Have you seen One Piece?
No. Well, I mean, like...
Have you watched the show?
Yeah, no.
I have, and I definitely think it would be really good. The moral of that is there's these thing called, like, gum fruits, and when they're really rare, and if you eat one, you get, like, a power or something.
Mm-hmm.
You
think it's going to be a large mechanic of the game?
Well, it's a large mechanic of the world. The character you play has already eaten one. Like, he's called Monkey D. Luffy, and he ate... The song at the start is like, and he took a bite of gum.
I thought your issue was going to be that they're meant to be super rare, and you can tell that they're going to like have them.
Oh, no.
Throughout the world.
No. I don't even think you will see them throughout the world. Just that, your character has had one, and you'll meet other characters that have these powers because they've eaten them. That's the whole point.
Oh, I thought you had an issue with it.
No issue. Everyone develops different things with it, so you'll get a very wide, unique range of combat skills and stuff. I'm not sure if it's going to be a party or not. So in the show, you have like all the people that follow Monkey D. Luffy because he's kind of like a pirate captain sort of thing, and he's hunting for treasure.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if they're going to incorporate.
There's a reason I didn't watch this.
I hate you.
No, I'm just saying, like, I can see now why I was never, like, attracted to this show.
Oh.
Because it's just, it doesn't sound like.
You like fairy tale, though.
Yeah, they're not pirates.
Oh, you're not a fan of pirates.
I'm really against pirates.
Oh.
I don't know why, I just find them really cliche. And, like.
Fair enough.
I don't know. The whole, like, I'm a pirate, I'm on a ship. Like, there's only so much you can do with it.
Watch this. There's a lot you can do with it. This, oh, my God. And I tried to get you to play Skies of Arcadia.
Yeah. You can see.
You just ruin everything for me.
Just pirates.
They're a big part of my life. My family comes from a long line of pirates, Kate.
Oh, Jesus.
Could you imagine? They're pretty cool, though.
I don't understand how that would work in today's day and age, but sure.
Well, they're not pirates anymore, or are they? It's not the point. So, yeah. The game looks really good, though. I think it's going to... From the like production quality and kind of the combat, because the combat looked really good as well. From what I've seen of anime games, because like, I've seen like the Full Metal Alchemist anime game, and just like the combat's really gimmicky. Is gimmicky the right word? It's not in depth. Like,
uh-huh.
I think some of the Japanese anime publishers will sometimes maybe get a inexperienced Japanese studio to do the game, and they have very different game standards to the Western world.
Mm.
As you'll notice from a lot of JRPGs, the combat is all hack and slash.
Yes.
And that's okay, but it's not like the rest of the Western world has very much evolved on from hack and slash to things like The Witcher and give me a good game which has good combat. I can't think of one right now, but like
it just depends on what you class as good combat.
Okay, maybe not good, but like mechanically difficult combat. Like The Witcher 1 was just difficult. It wasn't mechanically good.
Kingdom Come.
Well, Kingdom Come's very, I wouldn't even call that like action. That's like real life death. That's simulation combat.
I don't know. Like Mass Effect has like different stuff that you can do.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Like Mass Effect, fantasy games in general, Star Wars games, like they all revolve around a lot of.
BioShock was pretty good.
There you go, BioShock. They all revolve around using your abilities from different angles and like, well, not necessarily different angles, but like you can use your abilities in different ways, and combat's not always just about hitting the enemy as many times as you can in
BioShock. You could use like environmental things, like you could use your powers on environmental things.
I'm not saying all JRPGs are like this. It's just a very usual thing of their games that is very fast hack and slash combat.
Assassin's Creed has stealth.
Yeah, like
I guess.
And I feel like the Western games are very varied in their combat styles these days. So this game, One Piece, doesn't seem like the traditional Japanese RPG, Japanese action game combat. It seems like the fights...
Does it not?
Well, no, because like he was actually like moving around, in a, not even an arena, like against the boss. He had the boss targeted and was using different moves and stuff. It seemed...
Oh, it looked like he was just hitting him to me, but I don't know.
Like, it didn't seem like the most complicated thing in the world, but it didn't seem like the least, is where I'm trying to get that.
I mean, we'd have to play it to see.
Yes. It was debuted on Xbox, I believe, but I imagine it's coming for both consoles, possibly PC. I didn't actually look into it because I haven't yet. I want to.
Good explanation.
Hey, we've been busy. Warhammer Vermintide 2, Shadows over Borgenhafen. I love the names in the
Vermintide. Borgenhafen.
I love the names in the Vermintide 2 world. They're just hilarious. It is two maps. It costs $10 AUD on Steam. I think it was $8 EU and some amount USD. It is not worth the $10. It looks good. I appreciate they're adding some DLC. It adds some more cosmetics as well. It just, everything about it, from the reviews I've seen to the gameplay I've seen, seems like this should have been at most a $5 or $4 DLC, if not free.
Right.
Which really upsets me, because I think it's a really good game and is really fun to play.
It is okay.
That's fair. To each their own.
I mean, it's all right, but you know, it has its limits.
Oh, it has its limits.
Like, you're only going to get so much game time out of that.
Yes, which is why I thought this was more, this is more free update. Like, the main game itself, which comes with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like 11, no, 13 maps cost $30. For a DLC that has two maps to cost 10 seems a bit overpriced.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel the same? Or?
Yeah.
Yep, all right. Sweet.
If it's only two maps, yeah.
Yeah, like it... For a game or for a developer that seems to have cared much about the initial game, it seems like they put very little effort into this DLC, which really upsets me.
Yeah.
So I'm from the very negative feedback that it's gotten, because people say the maps are good, because I haven't played them yet, but I will be this week, that the content is good. It's just that it's too expensive for what it is.
Yeah.
Is it them being greedy, or are they just a bit misinformed, or was it a publisher thing? Publishers. Just don't know.
No way to tell.
I will comment on what it is like next week after I've played it. So, it was, it's unfortunate. We were talking about The Witcher earlier. The Witcher, or CD Projekt Red, have come out with, or licensed off, a Witcher tabletop RPG.
Mm-hmm.
It is not fully released yet. It's just been released on DriveThruRPG. I think they're still looking for people to play it and test it. It's... The comments that I've seen is that it's definitely not put together well yet. So yeah. They look, which is unfortunate. Like, all the information's there, it's just a bit all over the book.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's not...
Need some organization.
Yeah. Like, it's definitely, like, version 0.9.
Yep.
So you can play everything, it's just finding it is hard. The other criticism that I have seen for it... is that the game doesn't cater for you making an iconic Witcher character like Triss or Geralt, because a Witcher in or Geralt is like, you know, part man-at-arms, part alchemist, part mage, right? He has all those kind of skills.
Yep.
And the same with the dwarf and Dandelion.
Yeah.
They're not just a bard and a dwarf. Like, what is the dwarf's name? I cannot remember. But Dandelion's like a he's a bard, he's a not a politician per se, but like he is definitely like a socialist, like a high noble kind of socialist while still being a bard and all those kinds of things. Triss is a mage and a trader, and it's sad that you can't do that with the 9-class system that they've gone with. So the 9-class system they've gone with, if I find it, it's very pigeonholes you. So there's bards, craftsmen, criminals, doctors, mages, men-at-arms, merchants, priests, and witches.
Interesting.
It does say that it's very balanced. I very much look forward to testing out how craftsmen, bards, and stuff work.
Yeah, I've got no clue how that would work.
It is apparently much more, like, because of The Witcher, The Witcher's low fantasy kind of world.
Mm.
Like, it's low but high, I guess. Because, like, there's lots of magical creatures and stuff, but the people, like, there's very little mages.
Mm.
Most people are just soldiers.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to die in the RPG, in the tabletop RPG. Yeah. Like in The Witcher world, it's very easy to die. Like, going into battle, into encounters, like, you are... Unless you're Geralt, the main person of the game, like, a lot of people die in that world. And that's what this is trying to bring through, that, like, it's a hard world.
Yeah.
But along with that is that everything's kind of more realistic, such as weapons degrade really fast.
Bullshit.
But it's not a bad thing because of the craftsman and stuff like that, the craftsman class and the merchant class and stuff, you can either replace that equipment really quickly or get it repaired.
That doesn't sound appealing at all.
Not to you, but to some people, they like doing that kind of stuff. Like, there's people that play D&D 5 campaigns where they just become merchants in a town. You guys were joking about it, actually.
Yes, we were.
Yeah, you know, just going into a town, becoming merchants, like, oh, there's adventurers going out. I wonder if we can sell them anything.
Yeah.
So there are actually people that like doing that kind of stuff. And it's not, from what I've read, it is not a, like, you are a bard and don't do anything in combat. Like, there are things that you can do in combat. It's just not as effective as the men-at-arms. But outside of the combat, you'll be able to do more stuff and that kind of thing. It all apparently works really well together. Like, a party dynamic is really good.
I just don't really like weapon degrading.
Degradation? Fuck DRM. A GOG initiative.
What?
That's the next thing on the list. So, GOG also... CD Projekt Red are a lot of our list today because they're Cyberpunk, they're The Witcher, and they're GOG. They're doing well. They've launched a page on their... or a blog post. They essentially just want to bring out the discussion of what DRM means to people, let people learn about what DRM is and why it's bad for the gaming community and just the development community at large.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to fckdrm.com, share all your opinions and stories about DRM and stuff. I think it's really good what they're doing because, like, they've always been about games being open, because the problem with a lot of DRM, if the DRM server shuts down or something, that game is unusable.
Yeah.
Which, obviously, they care about their games being... Like, if someone's bought it, they can play that until...
Forever.
Like, and that is a very fair thing, in my honest opinion.
Mm.
I wish... It's always about money, though. That's the problem. Because DRM usually fucks over actual customers. The people who are going to illegally get your game, they're going to get the crack that allows them to still play that game. The only thing that it's stopping is the person trying to buy the game legally.
And do the right thing.
It's a hard life. Because on the other side, more people would... Well, I don't know. Not in this day and age, with, like, how easy it is to buy games. And the like... But they want to stop, like, the initial, like, on first day, someone getting it and putting it on a torrent site and stuff.
Mm.
It's hard. Yeah. I understand where they're coming from, but they're doing it the wrong way.
Yep.
Oh, well. We saw a trailer for a game called Rune. or Rune Ragnarok. It's it looks very fantasy, is what I will say. And early access starts September 19th. That's right. It very much looked like your standard fantasy game, but it was well presented and well produced. It is, from what I can, it was a very trailer experience. It wasn't gameplay, which is unfortunate. But I would say look out for that if you're looking for a nice fantasy game. So on to the real business, though. Cyberpunk 2077.
Oh, here we go.
It looks amazing. I was not keen on getting a RTX 2080, because I was just like, oh, I'll just get a 1080 Ti when the new cards come out, because they'll be a bit cheaper. But after seeing Cyberpunk 2077, I want to get a brand new computer with everything that I can in it to run Cyberpunk at a good frame rate on a 4K screen. You don't seem impressed.
Why would I be impressed about your desire to get a new computer?
More, my impressed. I don't know. you seem to be figure judging.
Figure it out.
You seem to be judging me for it.
No.
All right. It's coming out for PC, Xbox, and PS4. There's still no hard release date, but people are suspecting June. It's first person. It is set in a near distant future, obviously, 2077.
You don't say.
No, it's set in the year 2040. 2077 is just the locker combo for your character. You can be male or female.
I don't know. Keep going.
Do you know what? Someone's going to take offense to that because they can't be something in between.
Don't. Just don't.
So you can pick like kind of your background, where you came from.
Mm-hmm.
I've only seen the 48 minute gameplay trailer they released.
Yep.
But from what people have said, because there were people that were allowed to play the full game.
Mm-hmm.
And what people have said is that those choices definitely become apparent through your story throughout the game, which I do like and dislike at the same time.
Why would you dislike it?
Well, it's hard when, like, you might choose something, but you might be like trying to play your character through, and then you're like, this choice that I did when I didn't really know anything about the world going into the game is fucking me over.
Yeah. But I'm sure that there's like a spectrum.
Let's not bring up people's spectrums here. Yeah, I know.
You know, like, I'm sure there's like a, oh, I made this choice which puts me kind of in this direction, but I can make up for that by making like these other choices later down the track. Like, I don't think if you choose one thing early on in the game, then you're railroaded.
I don't think you'd be railroaded at all, but like, you might be like, for instance, maybe you can have a relationship with a girl, because my character will be a guy. I don't understand people that play the opposite gender in a role-playing game. It confuses my mind.
No, I mean, I think women like to be women. It tends to be the way. But I get the argument for men. Like, I can see why men do this, that they play a woman because they want something nice to look at, because they're going to be spending a lot of time, like, looking at that character. So it makes sense that it would be, like, why would you want to look at a bloke?
Because I want to role play as that person.
Yeah, but
I guess I really not, like the role play world.
It's not visually appealing. Like I get the argument.
Yes. Neanderthals playing video games. Got you.
Anyway.
They very much mentioned in the 48-minute gameplay that it is an adult-themed game. There will be, like, you have one night stands that kind of revolve around the story or something like that. Like, things like that can happen, and there'll be like booze and drugs.
Sex, sexy sex.
Yeah. They showed two missions, I think. One where you did it the forceful way, shooting your way through a door and shooting all the enemies. Then one the peaceful way where they bribed someone, they contacted like a law enforcer and made a deal with them and did it that way. And it is, from what I have gathered, lots, if not most, of the missions will have that kind of
There's different ways of approaching it.
Yeah. I hope it's more than just diplomacy slash
force,
because I wouldn't mind like some technical ones where you could like use your engineering skills to not ever interact with anybody, and like maybe the two factions that you're trying to steal something from think it's each other. Yeah. Stuff like that would be really cool. I wouldn't be surprised if it's in the game based on what I've seen, though. They have said they want it to be an open world experience where you aren't limited to any area or anything. The world looks beautiful from what I can say. It very much reminds me of Ready Player One?
The movie.
The aesthetic of the movie.
Okay.
Not the story or anything, but the aesthetic of the movie is what the world reminds me of.
Mm.
So that's really... Wait,
which one? Like the real world or...
The real world.
Oasis.
The real world.
Okay.
Well, the Oasis when they're in like the tech parts of the world, I guess. Not in like the fantasy parts. Mm. But no, they're very much like the business-driven slums everyone's packed in. You get an apartment in the game. You can also get, you can get other apartments, I assume, because they very much say this is one of the apartments you can have.
Mm.
And it's in like a mega apartment complex. And it's pretty cool. It's definitely tiny. But I see this is where our world is actually going, that everyone's going to live in apartments soon.
Oh, yeah.
Which, at least if you live in a city. So they're very on the ball there. Which, like, I don't mind apartments. It's just, if you could get bigger apartments, I'd like them.
Then they wouldn't be apartments.
Well, no, because, like, the thing about apartments,
it's like, if I could get an apartment that's a house, I'd be okay.
Shut up! What I mean, if you could get, like, house square meterage, or at least even close to it.
So, a house.
I'm going to end you. apartments stack up. So, four floors of apartments, like, you could fit.
All right, so you just want, like, four houses on top of each other.
You're not allowed to come to these things anymore.
What? I'm not joking. That's a serious... You sound like you genuinely want four houses stacked on top of each other.
Well, no, because it could still be a really wide building. Just, you know, three-bedroom apartments. There you go. That's what I want. Where you can get if you're really rich.
Okay. Houses stacked on top of each other.
Go play with your Lego.
What?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
I'm going to buy you some Lego.
I don't even have Lego.
I'm going to buy you some Lego so I can tell you that more often.
Okay.
You
should get like really like crappy Lego as well.
Oh my God. Did you ever hate it when like you would have Lego and then like a family member would buy you like some off-brand?
Oh, the bad, yeah.
And you're like, it doesn't even fit together.
Like, this isn't even going to work.
Mad about it.
This is like a tiny piece of stuff that I can play with and it's not going to go with my aesthetic.
Yeah. All right. So I cannot wait for this game. I don't want to get my hopes up either, but goddamn, I can't wait for this game.
Goddamn, my hopes are up.
They're already up there. So, yeah, I'm going to work on building a new PC just to play it.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
It does sound good. So, Caitlin, what have you been playing this week, buddy? Yep.
Dota?
Yes, we watched TI.
Yeah, TI.
So that's very video game content. We watched TI. It was very exciting. OG won. That's nice. They won, what, $11.5 million in the end? That's a lot of money.
Something like that. Just a cool $11 million.
Yeah, it's a cool $11 million. That's a lot of money. It definitely inspired me to want to play, like, ranked games, which is okay. I'm sad that I want to play ranked games.
It inspired me not to play with randoms.
Yeah, randoms suck. I definitely have had some... No, my first game was fine. My second ranked game, there was one player that was very toxic. I don't understand the mentality of being toxic in that environment, because all you're accomplishing is making everyone else on your team hate you, so they're not going to play well with you. You want to win, but you're going to lose because you're not working with the team and the team's not working with you.
Mm-hmm.
There is no benefit for being toxic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't... Can you explain the mentality
to me? It's just a... I think I'm the best mentality, basically. It's not about... Like, I want to win because I am the best, and you are annoying me because you are making me lose, sort of thing. That's their mentality anyway. And it's just this, I don't know, like, posturing type behavior.
I don't understand it. They know they're not like, professionals, because I play in a very low rank.
They think they are.
I am not the greatest.
They think they know what they're doing. So if you're not listening to them, you're doing the wrong thing.
That was very much the mentality of the person that I played with.
Yeah.
And it amazes me because, like, it shows your rank. Like, one was, like, rank 5. He was rank 1.
Yeah, but do you know what that is? That's everyone else's fault that they are that rank. Because, you know, in their ranked games, you know,
nobody
so-and-so let me down. So-and-so wasn't listening to me.
Yep, fair enough.
You know, it will never be, oh, yeah, like, I'm just not at a good skill level. It'll be, I had shit teams, and that's why I'm the rank I am.
I don't get it. I guess that's a different way of being raised, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just the way some people are.
Oh, damn. That is unfortunate for them and everyone around them, I guess. Yeah, I guess... I take, like, a hard look at myself after those games. I'm like, yeah, I lost that game for my team.
Yeah.
And I'll apologize at the end of the game if I felt I did that. But, like, I always try... In every ranked game I think I've played, I've just always tried to be like, all right, team, we can do this. We can come back, be positive. And then there's just someone like that that's just like, you're all fucking shit. And I'm like, dude, just leave the soul at home.
Mm.
Oh, well. Have you played anything else besides Dota?
Don't
think so.
No.
We played some.
Haven't had time.
Yeah, time is hard. We played some more Vampire. I'm still not sure what it's pronounced as.
Well, as always, you'll just keep saying both.
I will. I've come to a customer. Vampire it is. Vampire. Yeah, I haven't played much else. I want to play Two Point Hospital because that came out this week. I do like those tycoon-y games.
Okay.
And I like the funny medical ones because they always...
You will be on your own on that one.
Yeah, you don't like them, do you?
No, it's not. I like good tycoon games.
Okay, so what is it about this one you don't like?
Well, I'm assuming it's some, like, cheapy off-brand.
No, it's very well-produced.
Oh, okay. Then maybe.
I'm actually upset about not how expensive it is, just... that I have to spend that much money on it to play it because I don't have much money this week.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Fair enough.
No, it's very nicely well presented. I think it's very positive on Steam at the moment.
Oh, that's good.
So, but I like the funny ones. I don't think I've played anything else, which is unfortunate. Yeah, we have been really busy this week and it has put a damper on me. That's unfortunate. Strange Brigade also came out, actually. It sadly looks a bit mediocre.
Yeah, that's not good.
I was, because the original trailers made it look really good, but from reviews/gameplay that I have seen, it's a little bit easy and a bit what's the word? Straightforward, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like it feels more, besides the enemies being different and stuff, it feels like you're doing a lot of the same stuff
mm-hmm.
over and over again.
Yeah.
So I won't be getting that anymore. And it was $50, which is for, because I would want to play it with you. I'd want to do the whole co-op experience part of it.
Mm.
And that's $100 we have to spend. I was like, eh.
Yeah.
And that's USD. That's like $400 dollary dues.
Yep. It's too much.
Too much. Yeah, because if we're going to spend that much on a game, it has to be a good game. And we were recently... We weren't hurt, but we were hurt by Monster Hunter.
It was hurt.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. All right. I think we're good for this one. So if you want to chat to us outside of this lovely thing, not that anyone chats to us, we just chat to each other, but you can catch us on our Discord. You can, you know, comment on our YouTube videos. You can email us. You can go to our website, kescast.com. We are contactable everywhere and all the time because we're such nice people. Are you a nice person, Caitlin?
Don't talk to me.
Yeah, that's fair. I get beaten. Yeah, so I think we're done. And have a good week, everybody. Wow, it'll only be 5 days till our next one of these.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully some news comes out. I just hit the mic. My head hurts.
Cool.
Thanks.
What a way to end this.
I know. All right. Bye, everybody.